Do it.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans. Following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Can I just say again, Happy New Year.
Again.
Happy New Year, mate.
Again.
I don't remember saying that.
You been drinking eggnog still?
No.
Are you sure?
Do you know, I found a load of eggnog on the floor and on my desk.
Did you?
And on my table and on my wires.
No, Gilly.
You two, between you. Chaos.
It was Jordan.
The one time I've allowed you to have a drink.
He was the one that was leathered it.
He was a bit leathered.
He was. He just went downhill, didn't you? How you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
What do you know?
Well, I do know something.
Go on.
Yeah, I should know it.
Go on.
I've watched what you told me to watch.
Oh, for your homework?
Yeah, The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Hey!
No,
did you love it?
Well, yeah.
Did you cry?
Did
you cry?
That's because I don't cry. But should I tell you something? I love him as an actor, but in this film, I absolutely hated him.
Who?
Well, Michael Caine?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But what I mean by that is he was playing the character so good.
Yeah.
You know when you're playing a character so good that you want people to hate them?
Yeah.
He was kind of that style, if you get
well,
what I mean.
Well, he's Scrooge.
If you hated him, he's done a good job.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And what about the rats? Did you like the rats?
Love them.
I've got a rat phobia, so no.
You know, I once had some rats called Tom, Dick and Harry.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. Love them.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
You're making
that's
that
real.
Up.
That's Tom, Dick and Harry.
So, hang on. You said you've got a phobia against rats.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation before, and you haven't got a phobia against rats.
I have.
No, you haven't.
No, you're thinking of something else.
What am I?
You're thinking of monkeys.
Oh, mate.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Monkey
yes,
gate.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed, Andrew, with Jordan lately. If you noticed, if we can go back through some of the episodes, you've gone more and more northern as the episodes have gone on.
Well, he does that. He does do that. Yeah.
He's like, all right.
Some weeks he's a bit more sweary than others.
Yes.
And that's not a cue to swear,
Mr.
Jordan.
Potty Mouth.
No. But talking of swearing.
No.
Talking of swearing.
Go on.
I'm pretty sick of something that's been going on.
Oh, right. Do tell.
Is it a rant?
Because I've been receiving some pretty negative criticism about the podcast.
Oh, dear.
Oh, okay.
And I've so much so that it's been getting on my nerves, yeah, that I've informed Andrew, yeah. Someone has been saying, like, I won't get to reach this, and I won't get to reach that, and I'm sick of it.
Right, give me specifics. This is where I'll fight back.
Yeah.
Kevin, just take a seat for a minute.
Okay.
Sit down, because Angry DeVito's in the room.
I'm scared.
And basically, it's someone who is supposed to be close to me, and she's just knocking the podcast all the time.
Right, give me specifics. What's been said? I'll break it down.
Every time I go round to my dad's,
okay, so we're narrowing it down a little bit.
Yeah.
With his stepmother.
Right.
She's a witch.
Right, okay, so we know who this is aimed at then. Right, go on then.
Yeah, but how did he want me to narrow it down?
You don't need to now.
Yeah, but every time I go around there, she's just knocking the podcast. She doesn't say, oh, you're doing well.
Give me specifics.
She say, oh, no. Oh, you won't meet Amanda. That's
right. Let me stop you there. How does this person know that?
I don't know. I'd love to know that.
How many celebrities have you met over the years, Jordan?
A few.
Right. So why can't you meet Amanda?
Yes.
I don't know.
So what reasons were given for you not being able to meet Amanda Holden?
Because she reckons that I'll have to pay money, pay a fee or
right.
whatever.
Okay, so let me set the record straight on this.
Yeah.
Right from day one, when we decided what this podcast was going to be and what the hook was going to be, we decided it was going to be Amanda Holden.
Yeah.
Do you think for 1 minute I would allow that to happen if I thought there was absolutely no way you could meet Amanda Holden?
No, of course not.
Right, so let's address things like the money. we would not have to pay Amanda Holden to do some PR with you.
Right.
If it's a massive PR opportunity, which it would be, because we would set it up as such, she would do it.
Right.
If I knocked on her door as Hello Magazine and said, we want to do an article on you, then yes, no, I would pay her $1 million.
That's the wrong magazine. The Hello one is for the Hello magazine.
Stop it with the rubbish jokes.
No, I'm not joking.
Let's go back to your evil, wicked stepmother. Does she have a pointed hat that says witch on it? No.
God, I hope she doesn't listen to this particular.
Well, I hope she does.
Yes.
Not to stop pissing on your parade.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Sorry, I'm going to bleep all this out. Okay, that won't exist.
We went there, didn't
so,
we?
So come on, I'm going there. Hey, I'm going there.
Yeah, angry DeVito.
What other issues have been brought up about this podcast?
Put your jingle on, Andrew. I feel you need it.
The angry DeVito.
He's got a look for it now.
Angry DeVito!
I've gone round. If you're going to be sorting people out, right, my next door neighbour keeps parking on my drive, Andrew. Will you nip round and have a word?
Add it to my list, mate. Anyway, back to the issues with the podcast. Come on, yeah. What else has been said?
Just saying that I won't get to, like, celebrities, so to speak.
Right, so...
In general.
Okay, so what have I always said throughout this journey? What episode were we aiming for?
100.
Right, and why do we think we're aiming for episode 100?
Because you've always said to me, when we get to 100, that's when things will take a step up or
will
change.
It will be because you'll have had so much experience and you'll be able to handle any situation that we throw at you. So more and more guests will start to appear on the podcast.
Yeah.
The reason we don't bring them in too soon is because, for example, when we brought in the Eye in the Sky, Joe Blakeway,
no,
you froze. And you didn't say a word to her.
He's just cowering in the corner.
No, it was awful.
It was a shock. It was a surprise. I learnt that I'm not to surprise you in future. Because you don't react too well to it.
I did say the other day, when you put this message in the group where you're having a bit of a rant at Jordan, I think at the end of the day, and I'm sure Andrew will agree with this, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Yeah, that...
And it's everything we do. And whether you meet or interview Amanda Holden in the future...
Yeah.
...is actually, to me, slightly irrelevant. What
yeah,
is relevant
of course it is.
Is everything we do between now and then. Yeah.
Exactly. You're doing what you want to do, which
yes.
is as close to being on the radio
yeah.
as you could possibly be.
Mm.
And don't forget... The chance where me and Kevin might get to ride down, ride round this place naked on a motorcycle.
You are fixated with that. I'm
yeah.
sorry,
yeah,
to mention it.
We're
doing it.
You just reminded me of that, so I'll make another note of that.
We're doing it.
I mean, PR, mate. PR.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen.
Is that rant over?
Yeah.
Shall I just round it off? Because whoever it is, and I think we now have worked out who it is. Is stop having a go. If you don't know what you're talking about, shut the fuck up.
Oh my word.
Is that all right? Are we all
sake.
Clear on where we stand now?
I don't think I'll be.
Was I not clear enough?
I don't think I'll be going to be that.
I can go again.
No, you're fine.
No, you're fine.
Calm down.
Right. Everybody take a nice.
Let's move on.
Deep
right.
breath.
Everybody.
Yeah, but that's Christmas.
Everybody shake hands.
Yeah.
Right, come on. Everybody calm down. Stop yeah. drinking Stella or whatever you've been doing over there.
Angry DeVito!
I'd like to talk about, boys. Going back to Christmas, yeah. All the Christmas hits and the music, Jordan.
Mm.
Which one stands out in your mind every Christmas? You know what I mean? What's the big hit for Christmas?
I think... Some people in this room know what I'm going to say straight off.
Well, just say it then.
Shut up. The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah. And you, Andrew?
Yeah. Why are we saying that? Like, one that just brings happiness or.
Well, in particular, I was looking into, at Christmas, I was just thinking how much money people are making. You know what I mean? We need to write a Christmas song. So. I think our task for this year is to write, with the help of ChatGPT maybe, Andrew, is to write a Christmas hit. Because if we get a hit now, we're made for life.
Yeah.
Well, when I worked with Noddy Holder of Slade fame, his every June, he got a nice big pay packet.
Yeah, do you know how much he gets?
Yeah.
Because I've been looking into the royalties, you know. I think he gets an automated £300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Every year.
I'd like to bring something up while we're on this subject.
Is that him personally or Slade as a group?
I think it will be him personally, because I don't think Slade exist as such, do they anymore?
No.
But Chris Rea, bless him, passed away as we know. Driving home for Christmas gets him approximately £200,000 a year in royalties.
What do you think, staying with him now, what do you think will happen now he's died to that money? Like, is it...
Who? Oh, Chris Rea.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were still on Noddy then for a minute. I thought you were telling me something I didn't know.
Chris Rea, he'll go to his estate. He'll have an estate.
Right.
And he'll have family and business partners and that kind of thing. And when you leave a will, you decide where your money's going to go, and he'll have a load of money. I mean, I don't think he was the most wadded artist in the world. He's not David Bowie.
I mean, he could never get home for Christmas, so his car must
That was just rubbish. You were dying to say that, weren't you?
I'm just ignoring it. Just ignore it when he does
Shame on you, Jordan. So, top songs for Christmas, income generated, Mariah Carey, she gets £8 million a year.
Whoa.
I guess that's the biggest one, is it?
Yeah, that's from Spotify.
Wow.
Wham, Last Christmas. Do you want to guess a figure, anyone?
7 million.
No, actually not that much. 300,000 in royalties annually.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time, £260,000 yearly.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Simply...
Oh, yeah, wonderful. That one. Yeah, I've heard that one.
East 17, Stay Another Day. Approximately £100,000 annually.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying here, George, Andrew, can we make it our New Year's resolution to write a Christmas hit, get it released, and then we could just retire on the royalties?
Well,
are you in?
So. Well, look, we got a track record.
Yeah. We can reach
put some jingle bells on top of this. And I think we're done.
Sleigh bells.
Then you've got summer and you've got Christmas sorted.
I will speak to DJ Ray Charo.
If we both ask him, there's more chance of us getting it done.
Yeah.
Well, if we say there's a chance of getting £300,000 every June, I reckon he'll be in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Kevin.
Yes.
Can we move on to your own work, what I gave you?
Oh, yes. Did you give this homework to Andrew as well?
No.
Oh, God, what was it?
Because I
haven't done it, whatever it was.
That's why I didn't give it to you.
He sent me some links for some music for an artist called Sky Newman that you've been fixated with, haven't you?
No, I'm not fixated. She's just a good singer.
All right, okay. So what was your point? Anyway, go on.
I just wanted to know what you thought of the songs.
Do you really want me to tell you what I thought?
Yes.
I'm ready.
I've said what I really think today.
Yeah.
You did,
didn't you? Yeah. It was pap, George. I think it was, like, pretty poor. I looked into her and it's all right. But she's no Amy Winehouse, is she? You know what I mean? But I get why you like it, but it's not my cup of tea.
Well, there's one guess you're not going to get on the podcast, Jordan. That's just some clown one for you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sorry, Sky, you pap.
Thanks, Kevin.
No, it just wasn't my cup here, you know.
No.
Who else were you listening to?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers? I mean, what a contrast.
I mean, I definitely won't get him on the podcast because he's dead, but, you know, he's...
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a Ouija board somewhere, isn't he, I'm sure. Who's the other guy you've been listening to? Just like Eddie.
No, that was Hines. He's dead and all.
Yeah, definitely need a Ouija board. but what a random song. I mean, that was like 1960s, early 60s.
Yeah, but my mate Neil Arup got me into that.
Really?
Yeah.
And who got you into Sky Newman and why? I mean, they're completely different artists, aren't they?
Because that's just dealing with family problems, that.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, let's move on then.
Yeah, let's move on. Should we do flying fact?
If you want, go for it.
I don't give a flying fact. Neither do I for the minute, because I'm not ready.
Oh. That's not like you, Jordan.
Have you got the lift music? Talk amongst yourself, everyone. Jordan, are you ready yet?
Yep, I'm ready.
Hey! Go on.
Hang on, what are the rules? You don't remember it, do you? You don't remember it.
No,
you're trying to think how to say this now, aren't you?
No, I do remember it.
Go on then.
Right, we got three facts.
Yeah,
yeah,
three facts.
Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh.
You're just going proper northern. Go on.
Three facts. Right.
Right.
Three. What? We're going for nothing.
Kevin.
What? What, love?
We got three facts.
Three?
Two of them are true, one's a lie.
One lie.
Yep.
We got to spot the lie.
Yep.
Right, go for it.
I was once involved in a car crash at the hands of a carer.
Well, I can believe that from what I've heard.
I have been to watch the filming of a TV show called Through the Keyhole.
Okay.
Through the keyhole.
And yeah. I have driven a car simulator at the Transport Museum in Bolton.
Do you remember Through the Keyhole, Andrew?
I do. But a long time ago. Who was it?
Who presented it, John?
Lloyd Gross.
Yeah. Oh, he makes curry now.
Curry?
Curry.
Who makes curry?
Did you say...
Hang on, curry?
Pasta sauce.
Coronation Street.
Why does he work on curry now, Andrew?
No, what did I say? Curry.
Oh, curry as in... Right. I thought you said curry.
I thought you said curry. Lloyd Grossman, yeah? Blast in the past. That was a good programme, that one. I used to like...
Yeah, but are you old enough?
Yeah, but if you ask me a question again, it wasn't the original, like...
Ah, right.
It was the remake where Keith Lemon did it.
Oh, he did it as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I went watching that in Middlesex.
In where?
Middlesex.
I don't think you've... No, I'm not having that one.
You said Middlesex, then change it to Middlesex.
No, I mispronounced it.
The car crash. Tell me about the car crash.
We were driving.
Right.
And she was going too fast, and then she crashed into the side of a petrol station.
Do we know who she is?
No.
Would this person be in this room who might be smirking slightly?
She could be.
Right.
I think car crash is true.
Yeah.
I think the Keith Lemon recording is probably true. What was the last one?
I've driven a car simulator at the British Transport Museum.
No, that must be. That's true. That's got to be true.
Where's the British Transport Museum?
In Bolton.
No, that's the lie.
I think Through the Keyhole is the lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we both... well, there we go. Andrew goes for that one, and I'm going for the cow. Which one is it, John? Which one's the lie?
Oh, yeah. The Transport Museum.
Oh. Okay.
Yay!
Yep. Oh, I got some pretty good compensation for that car crash.
Hang on, wait! Whoa! Let's go back. Car crash.
Yeah.
So that was true?
Yeah.
Right, details.
It wasn't the person that might be in this room.
It wasn't?
No.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
But yet she looks equally as guilty. Maybe not happening yet, but it will soon.
Oh yeah, but it will.
Give me time.
Are you ready for mine?
Go on.
Okay. Fact number one for you, gentlemen. I accidentally joined the EDL.
What?
I accidentally joined the EDL.
Well, yeah.
Fact number one. Fact number two, I pushed a double bed down Market Street in Manchester. Fact number three, I once had to knock on Noel Gallagher's door and ask to borrow his Rickenbacker because Paul Weller needed to borrow it back.
Sorry.
Sorry, what?
What's a
Rickenbacker?
Yeah, that.
It's a guitar.
What?
it's a guitar.
Oh.
So I had to knock on Noel Gallagher's door to borrow it back for Paul.
Right, so let's work through these. Number one, yes, I don't know how you would have done it, but yes, I think you would have accidentally joined the EDL.
Yes, so do I.
And I don't want to know any details, but that's true.
Fine, okay.
So, second one, pushing a double bed. Why were you pushing that down Market Street in Manchester?
It was a band video we were making.
Which video?
And it was a band called Loud Kids.
Right.
And they were all sat on a bed, and we had to push them down the middle of Market Street, guerrilla style, no permission, and film it as quick as we can before the police arrived.
I'm sure it's not illegal to push a bed down.
No, I think it would be quite illegal to push your double bed down the centre of Market Street.
Oh, I thought you meant Market Street and Stalingrad Bridge.
Well, any Market Street, but Market Street, city centre, Manchester.
So, Noel Gallagher.
Yes.
Doesn't he have other lackeys he could have asked?
Well, what it was...
Why were you in that situation? Well, give me detail.
Paul famously gave Noel Gallagher the Rickenbacker that he used on A Town Called Malice, for the song called A Town Called Malice. And then when we worked on the exhibition, as you know, Paul wanted to borrow it back again.
Yeah.
So, but he was scared of knocking on. So I sent me to knock on. So I knocked on, asked Noel if we could borrow his guitar back while Paul was hiding in the car.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine Paul. Oh, Kev, will you just go and knock on his door? Well, I'm scared of him. Mm. I think that's the lie.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the lie, yes. You're quite right. But there is actually some element of truth in that, interestingly. The guitar that he did use for A Town Called Malice, he did give to Noel Gallagher.
Did he?
And he did borrow it back for the exhibition. But I never knocked on and asked. Right. Boys.
Have you ever crossed paths with Noel Gallagher, by the way?
No, not really.
I have.
Have you?
Both of them.
Yeah, I remember they were at a party, weren't they?
Yeah, Christmas party.
You didn't like them, did you?
No, well, they had the parkas on all zipped up with just their eyes popping out of the top.
Mad for me.
Yeah, all that nonsense.
Sound like you, George.
I don't sound like that.
Shall we do Joke or Week, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go on, our kid.
Here's another joke of the week. Right, episode 91. We left off 2025 with Kevin on 31 points and Jordan on 29.
Go on, arcade, it's your goal.
What did the driver, the captain of the Titanic, say to the people before they hit the iceberg?
Oh, dear, come on.
I nominate all of you for the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, dear.
So that's how we start in 2026, is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Go on, Kevin.
Right, my joke I'm going to tell, and I'm expecting you both to go, could you please explain it, because you're a pair of thickos, but here goes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A skeleton walks into a bar,
yeah,
orders a pint of beer and a mop.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Well, that's because when he drank it, it all been leaking out of his bones, wasn't it?
Andrew, I don't know what's going on with Andrew over there.
I'm looking at the scores on the doors, and that is almost worthy of a complete reset to zero. In fact, both were.
What?
Oh, God, who gets the point for that? Kevin, I mean, I'm going to give you the point.
Oh, come on!
No, as much as it pains me, Kevin gets the point. 32 points to 29.
Hey!
Sod this, I'm going home.
See ya.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.